Greetings, comrades, and welcome back to our episodes about what's happening in Ukraine. Here is the most important news digest of today, and if you follow me on Twitter, you've probably seen some of these materials on our news feed. Here in the episode, we try to collect them in one go and present to you as a shareable factual information that you can spread around further. What has happened is that, for one, the co-owner of the Russian Alpha Bank, which is one of the sanctioned banks, and they're probably panicking now, in a letter to his employees, had called for an immediate halt of war in Ukraine. Of course, that's amazing, but why would he send his demands to his workers instead of Putin? That makes you think, but it shows that the sanctions are really working. They're getting panic attacks now, and it's really horrendous. A lot of economical people who know their economy have been reporting that these new sanctions, with the cutting off of SWIFT, which is happening as we speak and is going to be active in the next few days, that they are really hurting them, and this might actually help the war with all the logistical problems that they're having. There have also been reports that Putin is very disappointed because of how this war is going, since he apparently had expected this to end in just 2 days. And right now we have reports of looting by the Russian military in the territory of Ukraine. We have a lot of videos showing vehicles without fuel and disorganized people. They are surrendering because they didn't know where they would be going. And we have a lot of reported casualties. They are both on my Facebook page and on my Twitter account, but I cannot give exact reports here because they come from the Ukrainian military, and that also, of course, might be a bit exaggerated. However, we know that they are severe casualties in drones and in military equipment and in tanks and everything. Meanwhile, the Russian Ministry of Defense still deny any Russian casualties. But, however, we know that they are going to get into a bit of a trouble since you know, Kadyrovtsy, the Ramzan Kadyrov, the tyrant that I've been mentioning for so long, his forces have joined the fighting and they are elite troops. They have also previously committed acts of terrorism and funded ISIS and helped ISIS. And one of their leaders has been captured and killed. Kadyrov, Ramzan Kadyrov, the monster of Chechnya, has promised $30,000 for each destroyed tank, $20,000 for each destroyed APC, and $5,000 for every killed Ukrainian soldier. However, in response to this, the Chechen diaspora abroad have declared that they are now forming volunteer corps and are going to send their troops towards Ukraine. Zelensky himself has announced that he will be making an international legion for the fighting. So if any of you want to volunteer, you can go to your embassy and find out how. And this, again, makes me think that maybe, just maybe, Elon Musk and the other rich people of this planet, such as Jeff Bezos or something, should really focus on maybe hiring some mercenaries. I mean, that's not direct NATO involvement. And maybe Poland could allow Ukrainian forces to refuel in their territory. And in the meantime, Ukraine could possibly find out that they have a bit more planes than they thought. Ukrainian defense has been hard, and from the more interesting perspective, a brewery in Lviv has an extremely tiny amount of time requalified to be a Molotov cocktail factory. And their first production is arriving right now, just to support the Ukrainians who have been actively showing resistance. Much more resistance than the Russians had expected. Again, Russians are having logistical issues, and I have reports telling me that they only have missiles left for about 4 to 5 days, and that they have to use them sparingly, and that the sanctions and everything is hurting Russia terribly. I hope for a swift end of this war so that we can return to our standard programming. However, well, any news are good news. One thing that I would like to mention here is the fact that a lot of people have reported that Russian-speaking people abroad have been harassed. While I can understand the pain and the hatred towards Russia and Putin's regime right now, it is of utmost importance that you stop doing that, because, for one, Russian people are not definitely all in support of this war, and they have been subjected to brainwashing and propaganda for years now, and this is making them wake up right now. Secondly, I too am a Russian-speaking person. I'm fully fluent in Russian, so if you're yelling at someone over there and harassing them, you might be yelling at someone like me, so please don't do that. We need to get this through together. Also, war times continue to happen all the time. A group of Kadyrov's Chechens had tried to infiltrate Kiev by traveling in an ambulance. They were discovered and detained. Those of them who weren't shot, of course. This is important because the war crimes actually happen all the time. And thankfully, they leave a terrible impact on the morale that's going on there among Russian troops. Even some Spetsnaz soldiers have begun surrendering in the city of Kharkov. Kharkov still stands, and no major Ukrainian city has been occupied so far. And meanwhile, in Russia, the protests are increasing in strength. In Novosibirsk, thousands of people marched in protest, even though they know they would be detained. Anonymous is just taking down Russian websites one by one, and yesterday they hacked Russian television and played Ukrainian music and your Ukrainian anthem there, which is a great move, and I didn't think I would say this, but you go, hackers. Meanwhile, in Russia, things are deteriorating at a rapid pace. The prosecutor's office, the central prosecutor's office, now says that offering support to foreign states, read Ukraine, during Russia's, as they call it, special military operation, otherwise known as war, will be considered treason and is up to 20 years in prison. At the same time, they also yell at their own media, who actually call this a war, as Russia calls it a special military counterterrorism operation or denazifying operation, which is obviously a lie. Do not fall for disinformation and follow closely if someone is trying to tell you something that this is kind of some sort of justified or anything. That is a lie. And really, logistics issues hamper the whole thing, and as far as my own sources go, the Mr. Vladimir Putin, even though I wouldn't call him a mister, more like a stray dog that probably needs to be shot, yeah, Russian troops are very much kind of undersupplied, and everything that they're doing is quite hampered. Like I said, they probably expected that this would last only 48 hours, it has gone for way longer, and they are basically going to be forced to do some negotiations. Talking about negotiations, well, Russia has offered to do some negotiations with inside Belarus with Ukraine. However, Ukraine has denied them this, which is obvious since, well, it is quite likely that all the people who would join these negotiations would be arrested. And also, these negotiations, as much as BBC would like to imply in their tweets, are not peace talks. They are more like offer for unconditional surrender. In the meantime, Russians continue bombing civilian targets. Basically, they're not exactly targeting them as much as they are just shoot rockets at everything, and where it hits, it hits. Civilian buildings have been bombed in Kiev and in other major Russian cities. They are getting more panicky, which from one side means more tragedy and more human suffering. From the other, well, they're panicking, and that's good. In other news, Russian soldiers trying to match on Tinder. Yeah, seriously, because those Russian troops are basically just school kids, just from school, and they're conscripts in a lot of ways, and a lot of them have been forced to join the Russian kind of contract military. They have actually been trying to match on Tinder with women from Ukraine, the country they're invading, and Ukrainian military has caught on to this, and they are catfishing them for intel. With intel, of course, Ukrainian military yesterday captured a Russian communications device, kind of a big truck with codes inside, because what Russians are doing is sloppy because of how they lack motivation for everything. So, well, that's a major boon for Ukrainian intel, which is excellent to end this war. Again, in Russia, everything seems to be portrayed as everything being normal. Russian state TV claims webcams show a normal day in Ukraine, and Western media reports are hysteria. They claim that Kiev is clear and empty, and you can basically, they say the same about Kharkov and all the other towns. That is not the case, as you all know, and Russian media are just blatantly lying throughout this whole procedure. Do not, again, I repeat, do not fall for disinformation. Important note, two Danish journalists were shot while reporting from the battlefield. The Daily Beast reported that Stefan Weichter and Emil Mikkelsen were injured by gunfire in the Sumy Oblast town, but however, they're not dead. They are now safe and receiving treatment in the hospital. However, they are injured and we have Western people who have been suffering from this war. Again, isn't this really the right time for, say, Japan, who really hasn't had a peace deal with Russia, to just decide to take Kuril Islands right now? Or, well, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk could hire some mercenaries. Furthermore, ruble falls down terribly. The real exchange rate really is different from the one that Google says it is. As the point of this recording, it's 84.63 rubles per dollar. However, I've got reports from Russia where people have been exchanging rubles for dollars to a rate which is about 1,000 rubles per dollar, because the local exchange rates in banks have limited supply of dollars and they can't get any more. The physical foreign currency is running out, and it is pretty terrible. The total amount of refugees from this war has now reached 150,000 people, which is sad, but Poland is thankfully taking them all in. That is pretty terrible, and we'll see more casualties of this war. Meanwhile, European countries deliver further support to Ukraine, and that is excellent. Ukrainian road workers also have been removing signs to complicate movement for the Russian troops. In some places, they have replaced them with arrows pointing in all directions, saying "Hui," which is excellent. So this has been the news for today, and let's hope for the best in the future. Slava Ukraine. Please follow this show. We'll be going to more dangerous places soon enough. And if you want to support us, please go to theeastfromborder.lv and click the donate button, because we will need some money for our hotel stays and rentals and helmets and armor and everything. Stay safe and help in every way that you can.